Evan.
All right, so while the exact cost of restoring the affected flood areas in Durban and the Eastern Cape are still to be calculated, insurers are estimating that it will be in the many tens of millions of rand. Well, joining me now is Christelle Coleman, who's Managing Director of Elite Risk Acceptances, to talk us through the role of insurers following a flood and also to give tips on submitting a claim. Christelle, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I suppose one of the first questions is, does the standard home insurance policy cover flood damage?
Yes. Well, the basic, most basic of insurance policies are there to cover you against flood and fires. So this is really why we are here, is to step in when communities are devastated after such big events. To help rebuild those individuals who actually can afford the insurance. And I think just before we get into the topic of insurance, you know, we talk with absolute respect to the people who have lost their lives and those people who don't have insurance. So I don't want to come across as being superficial, but, for the people who have insurance, you would have a cover and there would be action.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thanks so much for that, Christelle. So what are some of the challenges when it comes to assessing damage and cost of restoration after a flood like this?
Well, typically when we see such big natural disasters as the floods at the moment, and also when we had the fires down in the Eastern Cape, because it's such a big, far-reaching area that's been affected, often it's difficult to get to the actual premises. There's still some flood debris and maybe, roads washed away. So it's possibly not always easy to get to the premises. And then, of course, what we often find is we start immediately to find a shortage of service providers to help with the recovery immediately after the event. So it typically takes a bit longer to get people back into the position they were before.
And I suppose one of the other things is when you're talking about buildings insurance or home insurance, you're talking about the physical building. But obviously, if the damage is to such an extent that you can't be in that property, you then may have to go and stay, well, I don't know, wherever it may be, with friends, relatives in a hotel. Would insurance cover for you to find alternative accommodation?
Well, the reality is that not all insurance policies are created equal,
sure.
but the majority of policies would actually cover you. If your home is not in a condition to be lived in, the policy would cover for you to be relocated to another premises of the same standard. And that, that's been said, we find that many of the premises that have been damaged in the recent floods that were damaged are holiday homes. Mm. So people are not actually affected to that level. But if it is your primary home, the insurance company would pick up the costs to find alternative accommodation for you and for your pets, because often pets obviously are affected as well. Mm. In a similar vein. But it's interesting because it wasn't just the buildings and contents that we've been receiving claims for, but also quite severe damage to motor vehicles. Mm. So that's also something that needs to be considered.
And on that, what are the most common types of claim following a disaster like this, or indeed in this particular instance?
Well, it's damage to roofs, water damage to contents and to the actual property. But then this time around, it was just absolutely shocking. We all saw the images on social media, properties washing back into the ocean.
Yeah.
So, the entire home disappearing. And it's devastating to see the force of nature when it's such a negative force. So it just highlights again the importance of having an insurance policy in place. And if you are going to cut back on expenses, and we are seeing some severe economic pressures on people at the moment, we're all feeling it, the economy is not doing well, don't ever consider cancelling the insurance on your home, because that's your biggest investment mixing with my tongue there. It's possibly going to be the biggest investment that you make in your entire life. And always make sure that you've got good, solid insurance in place. Because we always think nothing will happen to me, but I promise you, I'm a seasoned insurance underwriter. We have fires, we have floods, and people lose their entire homes in these events.
Is it possible for one to even cancel one's building insurance? Isn't your bond dependent upon you having a certain level of insurance cover for your home?
Absolutely, and that you know, that obviously means you have to have a bond on your property. Some people have properties that are paid off, inherited, that get into financial troubles, and they cancel the insurance. And the alternative is to rather take a higher excess to reduce your premium so that you sort of insure yourself for the first portion of any claim. And the same would apply for your home contents and for your motor vehicles. You think you live in a place where nothing will happen to your car, you're a safe driver, you haven't had an accident in 20 years, and along comes a flood and it washes your car away, and you've got a total loss.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't predict these incidents.
We've just had a question in, Christelle, if we can just, in the last minute that we have with you, this is, if I don't have contents insurance but do have buildings insurance, what am I covered for?
You're covered for damage to your building. So your building insurance covers everything that's attached to your building and your building itself, and also the paving, the swimming pool, the retaining walls. All of that would be covered under your building or house owner's insurance policy. And that's really the most important policy when it comes to your fixed property, your home.
So the fact that, you know, your entire lounge suite and television and DVD player and all the rest of it has washed away, that won't be covered just by your building insurance. You would have to have contents insurance.
Just quickly, if you take your house and you turn it upside down, everything that falls out forms part of contents, and everything that stays forms part of the building.
Okay.
So if you don't have insurance on both aspects, you would not be covered for the contents if you didn't insure that specifically.
Got it, got it. Great stuff. Christelle, really informative. Thanks so much. And it's, of course,
you.
As you said, our thoughts go out to those people who are affected by those floods. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you. Thanks a lot.